AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Mike Waltz is out as National Security Advisor after President Trump announced he's nominating him as United Nations Ambassador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio would take over in an interim role.
When I have a problem, I call up Marco. He gets it solved.
The move comes weeks after Waltz mistakenly added a journalist to a Signal chat being used to discuss military plans. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to temporarily strip legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to temporarily strip legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans. The Justice Department wants the High Court to put on hold a ruling from a federal judge that kept in place temporary protected status for Venezuelans that would have expired in April. That status allows people in the U.S. to live and work legally because their home countries are considered unsafe for their return. A federal appeals court earlier rejected the administration's request. The emergency appeal to the High Court came the same day a federal judge in Texas ruled illegal the administration's efforts to deport Venezuelans under an 18th century wartime law. The cases are not related. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Consumers can expect to pay more and wait longer for their packages. Starting Friday, the Trump administration is ending a duty-free exemption on low-value imports from mainland China and Hong Kong. Until now, packages valued at $800 or less were tax-exempt, but that's about to change. The move comes on top of President Trump's 145% tariffs on Chinese goods and is already forcing businesses that source production in China to rethink their practices. The president signed an executive order instructing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to cease federal funding for NPR and PBS. He claims the broadcasters' reporting is biased. The broadcasters receive about $500 million in public money. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a key moment to mark the start of the process of finding a new pope.
Preparations to find a new pope are well underway now that a chimney has been installed out of the Sistine Chapel that will signal the election of a successor to Pope Francis. Vatican firefighters have been seen on the roof of the chapel to put the chimney in position, marking a key moment in the build-up to the May 7 conclave. After every two rounds of voting in the chapel, the ballots of the cardinals are burned in a special furnace to indicate the outcome to the outside world. If no pope is chosen, the ballots are mixed with cartridges containing compounds that produce black smoke. But if there's a winner, the burning ballots are mixed with compounds that make white smoke. Cardinals have had days of pre-conclave discussions about the needs of the Catholic Church going forward and the type of pope needed to run it. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.